Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
This is a really good topic. You had an email from Jane from Castlemaine, and I reckon this is something that I definitely think you're guilty of, and I'll put my hand up as well. She's asked the question, is it okay for your dog to sleep on your bed at night? Now, you've done it. Tell me you haven't done that.
No, I'm guilty. And this is the most polarising thing that you hear dog owners talk about. You're either absolutely for it or you're absolutely against it. And there seems to be no middle ground here. So let us walk through some concepts. Firstly, most people probably won't know, but back just as we came into the agricultural age, so we went from hunter and gatherers to now we're planting down roots and we're staying in the area and, you know, generally we now had our little settlements. Dogs were actually used back then as bed warmers. So they would be put on the beds to warm up the beds because obviously there was no central heating or often not a lot of blankets and all that kind of stuff. So dogs, that was one of the purposes back in history for dogs. So that's interesting in itself. But let's move on to psychologically. The argument for psychologically would be that obviously it's a bonding experience. If you watch lots of dogs, if they're in multiple homes, they will sleep together. They'll generally have contact points. And they'll sleep in an arrangement where the whole environment can be pretty much seen. So that's why you might see one dog facing one direction, the other dog facing the other, because between them, they've got 360 degrees of sight. So if there is an issue or an incident, they are able to be alerted and everybody's quickly woken up. So in some regards, sleeping with your dogs helps create that bond and helps create trust because we're all in this together and we're all part of the one group. Now, the cons are, obviously, whatever your dog's been doing during the day and is in their coat and on their paws is going to come right onto the bed with you. So from a health perspective and a cleanliness perspective, that can be pretty tough. Plus, they're dropping their hair and the dirt of the day on your bed. Now, some people get around this by putting maybe a sheet on top or a special blanket just for the dogs. So there are ways to get around and have your way. Now, a couple of things if you're going to do it. I once went to a house call where this issue had become a big problem. And basically what had happened was there was a little Jack Russell and it had got to the point where Dad could get into bed and the Jack Russell and Dad were pretty tight. Mum would try and get into the bed and the Jack Russell would growl. Over time that became, then we bit Mum. Dad thought that was pretty funny so he laughed, therefore reinforcing the behaviour, and it got to the point where Mum couldn't get into the bed. Now, any kind of aggression at all is not okay, and we want to nip that in the bud at the start. So I don't want to see any of that kind of behaviour, especially on the bed, because unfortunately for dogs, what happens in the bedroom doesn't stay in the bedroom. So if Mum was then having, in my case study, Mum was then having problems sitting on a particular part of the lounge, being able to move into a room first. So just be mindful of what you create. Those things might be funny at the start, but they can end tragically, and obviously for the dog as well. So two things to counterbalance that possibility. Firstly, I would give my dog a place on the bed. So I would have a blanket maybe down the end where I'm not going to accidentally kick my dog while I'm sleeping, and that's my dog's spot. The other important thing I would do is I would set this to a command. So I would invite my dog onto the bed. For me, it's bed, the command of bed. And when I want that dog to get off, I say off. Now, the reason for that is my dog learns that it can only get on the bed when I give that command of bed. and it's got to get off when I ask the dog to get off. So we're just setting up the concept that this is a privilege and that it is something you need to ask me for, not because I'm the big king or queen, but because that way it's always a reminder, and if I'm not home or I don't want you on the bed, I want you to know that you can't get on the bed until I've said go for it. So those would be my little setups to make sure that I don't have problems down the line. But like you, I'm a self-professed...
The problem I had, Joe, was that once dog's on the bed, it's impossible to get him or her off, I found.
It does get tricky.
That was the problem.
Yep.
How can you resist those puppy dog eyes, I reckon?
I know, and they do turn it on, don't they?
If you're having a problem with your dog, Jo's here to help. Just drop her an email. Go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Great to speak to you, Jo. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Fantastic. See you, Sean.